Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening, Steph.
Hey, Will.
How are you?
Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Yes, I've been off the Food and Drink Show a couple of weeks. I've heard you've still had a load of fun, though.
Absolutely. Ben's done a sterling job.
That's what we like to hear. And here we are in April.
Oh, I know. Springtime.
It's going to be the Great Yorkshire Show before we know
Well, you and me, we love it. We can't
we
get enough of the Great
absolutely love the Great Yorkshire,
Yorkshire Show.
And we hope that the weather's kind. It's the 160th Great Yorkshire Show this year. So it's a special year as well.
And I know they've got some amazing things planned.
We've been hearing all about them.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. And Rosemary's back.
Oh, our friend Rosemary Schrager. Oh, I can't wait for the three of us to meet up again and be reunited. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. So how are you, Steph?
Really good, actually. Really good.
Keeping well?
Yeah, very much so.
Busy?
Yeah. Doing all right, Will.
All
keeping
the
wolves
all
from the
time.
Door.
And tonight I've been very excited about this dish. We've been talking about it on the radio all day today. And it's one of my faves. Tell us what we're having tonight.
Tonight, Will, we are having steak and chips.
Yes! I've been gunning for this for about 2 years. So, tell me.
So, we're using Yorkshire flat iron steak.
I wouldn't expect anything else.
Yeah, and we have got some wild garlic butter to go with it, which is bang in season. Anyone who's been walking down the river in Knaresborough will have seen it everywhere. Or any sort of woodland around Yorkshire, you will find wild garlic. It's there in handfuls, and it's about knowing where to pick it, picking it wisely. Don't pick it when you're walking your dog. Pick it when...
For obvious reasons.
Yeah, for obvious reasons. You want it to be nice and clean and fresh, and wash it well. And then we've just blended that with some butter, and we've sautéed off our steak, and then we've let the steak sit in the garlic butter, so there's a nice flavour there. And we've made some sweet potato chips, which are chopped up sweet potatoes, blanched in boiling water, and then deep fried in some oil, and then just so they're nice and crispy, and rolled in a little bit of semolina before you deep fry them to get that nice crunch.
Okay, so let's talk about steak then, because steak's the one that divides people. Some people, they like it cooked well done. Some people, they like it as though it's still bleeding.
Mooing.
What would you recommend, Steph?
Certain things, like a flat iron steak, you want to sear it in a very hot pan, sort of maybe 6 minutes one side and maybe 3 minutes the other side. And then you let it rest for the same amount of time. Now, certain steaks, like fillet steak, for example, I wouldn't have it any other way than rare. Ribeye steak, for me, the rarest I would go is medium rare, because I wouldn't eat a ribeye rare. It's a bit tough, but I love ribeye steak. That's probably my own personal favourite. But you can have everything. You have these great big tomahawk steaks that look like a cricket bat and all sorts of stuff. You can go as crazy as you like, Will, with steak. But I think what we're looking for is we want a proper Yorkshire, well-aged, well-hung, nice piece of beef.
Okay, and let's talk about quality of meat then, because ultimately you get what you pay for, don't you?
Yeah, you do. You do. I mean, you go in a supermarket and the steak will be bright red. This steak is sort of, when it was raw, it was almost burgundy with a very pale yellowy white fat. And that's what you want to see. You want to see it to be aged. So your average steak in a supermarket might be aged a couple of weeks. Your average steak in a butcher's shop would be aged probably 24 days, something like that. So obviously the older the steak, it's actually better, so it's more mature. Places like Wheaton's, they've started aging. I've actually not seen it yet. I'm going to have a look. But they've got these aging cabinets where they're aging the steak even more than normal. And I've been hearing about it, and it sounds really, really interesting. Years ago, I went to America and I once saw a piece of meat in an aging cabinet, and it was damn near green. But they cut it all off and you got the meat, the steak. Oh, it was incredible.
Yeah.
And I think that's sort of, we're getting more used to it.
You've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Older the better. Older the better. There we go.
Not with everything, Will. Just now and again.
Okay, well, listen, that looks absolutely fantastic. It tastes amazing. Steph Moon, thank you so much.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stay FM.